Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Manachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Bhajajana Ranjana Yamuna Teda Vanachari Yamuna Teda Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radha Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radha Prabhupada, Prabhupada,
Jai Om Shri Prabhupada Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharya Hasta Tarasata Shishi Madhavai Chanara Vinda Bhakti Vidanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vanda Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Shri Prabhupada. So today is the appearance day of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami and also the disappearance day of Ramchandra Kaviraj. So I'll just briefly say something about these two great personalities. Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno Sadharma Sangstapako Lokanam Mitakarino Tribhuvane Manyo Sharanyakaro Radha Krishna Padaravinda Bhajananandena Mataliko Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujugo Shijiva Gopalako. Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami was the son of Vyankata Bhatt, who was a highly elevated, pure devotee, Mahabhagavat, aristocratic, South Indian Brahmana, who lived in Sri Rangam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he did his parikrama in South India, walking tour, he came to Sri Rangam and entered the temple, and the golden Lord Chaitanya began to dance in ecstasy in front of the deity, and the symptoms of love of God that he exhibited astounded everybody there. The whole temple room was focused on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and people were swept up in the waves of ecstasy emanating from the Lord. And Vyankata Bhatt was there and fell at the lotus feet of the Lord and begged for his mercy, and the relationship between them ended up developing to the point where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for 4 months of the rainy season at his house. And Vyankata Bhatt was the brother of Purabodhananda Saraswati and the father of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami, as a very young boy, received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who would sometimes take him on his lap, and in this way he received the benedictions of the Lord. When Gopal Bhatta Goswami grew up, he went to Vrindavan. He looked after his parents until they passed away, and then went to Vrindavan. And he was a very highly learned scholar, a renunciate who took the Babaji order of life, complete renunciation. He took shelter of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami and became a very close associate and friend. And he spent, at that time, remember, Vrindavan was not greatly populated or developed, not a lot of buildings, just forest. So he would live in, he was of no fixed abode, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. He He would sleep in different kundas. He spent 45 years in the Radhakund area doing his bhajan and compiling, writing. He co-authored the Hari Bhakti Vilas with Sanatana Goswami. And it's said also that he actually originated the Sat Sandarbha of Jiva Goswami. He originally came up with the idea, and Jiva Goswami reports that one very learned South Indian Brahmin has compiled a book, but it's not very well ordered, structured. So he he improved on it, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami wrote the foreword for his book. A wonderful story of when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the world, Gopal Bhatta Goswami was feeling intense separation. So he received internal guidance that he should go to Nepal. If you're feeling separation, go to Nepal. So he went to Nepal and was bathing in the Gandaki River, which is, everyone knows, is a very remote, difficult to access river, which is the source of the Shalagam Shilas, form of the Lord. And he was bathing in this river, took his lota to bathe, and when he went to pour the water on himself, he found there was a whole lot of Shalagam Shilas were in the pot. So he thought, well, I can't bathe like this. So he poured them out again, took another scoop of water, and again it filled with Shalagam Shilas. So obviously, it was just the turbulence, obviously, of the river. So he put them back, and then third time again filled. So then he understood that maybe I should keep these Shalagam Shilas and worship them. So he always, in that moment on, he carried these 12 Shalagam Shilas in a little bag around his neck. But he was harboring a desire to worship the personal form of the Lord. He wanted the Archa Vigraha. He wanted an Archa Vigraha to worship. So with this desire in his heart, one evening, he did his evening puja, offered arati, covered his Shalagam Shilas with a wicker basket, and went to take a little rest. Then he got up in the early hours of the morning, went to bathe in the Jamuna, came back, took the wicker basket off his Shalagam Shilas, and there one of the Shilas, the Damodar Shila, had manifested into the form of Shishi Radha Raman, a fully formed flute playing form of Krishna, and the which even had you could even make out fingernails and teeth on this deity. Actually, a group of scientific people once were permitted to inspect the deity to see if this was some kind of fraud, but they were not able to find any signs of carving. Some of the bits of the original Shalagam Shila, the Damodar Shila, are still visible on the back of the Lord. Anyway, I could go on for the whole class, but apparently he used to sit on a wooden plank to do his puja, and that wooden plank is still present, being worshipped in the Radharaman temple. See if I missed anything. Shri Gopal Bhatta Goswami Ki Jai. So we pray. He left this world in late 1500s, but he's not dead and gone. He's fully present. So especially on a day like today, we pray to him for help with our Krishna consciousness, for inspiration and protection from material energy, and the ability to be constant in our practice of devotion and removal of obstacles. He's a Nitya Siddha. Some say Ananga Manjari, some say Guna Manjari. Ramchandra Kaviraj, Ramachandra Sangamage Narottama Das. When we think of Ramchandra Kaviraj, we think of Narottam Das. They were inseparable. And to be an inseparable companion of Narottam Das, we can't imagine, but it gives some indication of what kind of devotee he was. He was, Gopal Bhatta Goswami initiated Srinivas Acharya. And Srinivas Acharya initiated Ramchandra Kaviraj. And that meeting was wonderful. Ramchandra Kaviraj, he was a doctor and a poet. And he got married when he was walking after the ceremony with his newlywed wife. He saw someone coming down the road towards him, and immediately in his heart he felt great affection and love for this person, and this turned out to be Srinivas Acharya. And Srinivas felt the same thing. So they ended up, they didn't go on a honeymoon, they ended up in the house of Srinivas Acharya, talking about Krishna day and night for a few days. And Srinivas initiated Ramchandra. Ramchandra Kaviraj was described as enthusiastic, intelligent, beautiful, earnest, and energetic. So he went to Braj, and this is slightly after the time of Lord Chaitanya, when Jiva Goswami was the principal, the head of the Vaishnavas. So he greatly pleased Jiva Goswami and Lokanath Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami with his beautiful recitations of verses about Krishna. And he wrote a very nice song about Lord Chaitanya appearing in this age like a golden moon, and bestowing his mercy on the people in general by giving. He says in the song Hare Krishna mantra. Sometimes I've heard it doubted that some doubt is there, at least in some people's minds, that what mantra was chanted at Lord Chaitanya's time. Well, here's direct evidence from Ramchandra Kaviraj. It was the Hare Krishna mantra chanted by Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all of the Swamis. Ramchandra Kaviraj ki jai. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So the reading today, the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjhalila chapter 8, talks between the Lord and Ramananda Rai, starting from verse 302 and going to 310, I think. Yeah, 310. So we can read the Bengali together. Ramananda Haila Prabhur Birahe Bibala Prabhura Jani Rahai Vishai Chariya Sakala. When Ramananda Rai began to feel separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was overwhelmed. Meditating on the Lord, he gave up all his material business. Sankshepe Kahilun Ramanandara Milana Bishtan Banite Nare Sahasra Badana. I've briefly described the meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. No one can actually describe this meeting exhaustively. It is even impossible for Lord Sheshanag, who has thousands of hoods. Sahaje Chaitanya Charitra Ghanadugta Pura Ramananda Charitra Tahe Kande Prachura. The activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like condensed milk, and the activities of Ramananda Rai are like large quantities of sugar candy. Radha Krishna Lila Tate Karpura Milana Bhagyavan Jese Kare Aswadana. Their meeting is exactly like a mixture of condensed milk and sugar candy. When they talk of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, camphor is added. If one tastes this combined preparation, he is most fortunate. Jaiha eka bara pie karna dvare tara karna lobhe iha charite na pare. This wonderful preparation has to be taken orally. If one takes it, he becomes greedy to relish it even further. You know, when someone explains something, you say, "Oh, I see." So we see by hearing. Rasa tattva jnana hai ihara shravane prema bhakti hai radha krishnara charane. By hearing talks between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one is enlightened to the transcendental knowledge of the mellows of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Thus one can develop unalloyed love for the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Gudha Tattva Jani Iha Haite Vishvasa Karishuna Tarkana Kariha Chitte. The author requests every reader to hear these talks with faith and without argument. By studying them in this way, one will be able to understand the confidential truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Alokika lila e paramanigura vishvase paye tarke haya bahudura. This part of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes is most confidential. One can derive benefit quickly only by faith. Otherwise, by arguing, one will always remain far away. So, we'll please repeat after me. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Dvaita Charana. Yahara Sarvasvatare Mila Eidhana. It's not actually Yanhara. This is a ya, it's a nasal. Yahara. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Advaita Charana. Yahara Sarvasvatare, and also not Tanre, but Tare. Yahara Sarvasvatare Mile Eidhana. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Advaita Charana. Yahara Sarvasvatare Mile Eidhana. Sri Chaitanya of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda of Lord Nityananda. Advaita Charana and the lotus feet of Sri Advaita Prabhu. Yahara Sarvasva, who's everything. Dare, him. Mile, meets. A, this. Dhana, treasure. He who is accepted as everything, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Prabhu, can attain this transcendental treasure. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Krishna is obtainable for the faithful. But for those who are accustomed to argue, Krishna is far, far away. Similarly, these talks between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be understood by a person who has firm faith. Those who are not in the disciplic succession, the Asotapantis, cannot have faith in these talks. They are always doubting and engaging in mental concoctions. These talks cannot be understood by such whimsical people. Transcendental topics remain far, far away from those engaged in mundane arguments. In this regard, the Vedic mantras in the Katha Upanishad 129 state, Naisha tarkena matir apaneya proktan yenaiva sugyanaya prashta. According to the Mundaka Upanishad 3.2.3, Nayamatma pravachanena labhyo namedayana bahuna shrutena yamivaisha vinute tena labhyas tashaisha atma vivinute tanum svam. And according to the Brahma Sutra 2.1.11, Tarka pratishtanat, which means Tarkam is logic, and apratishtana means without foundation. All Vedic literatures declare that transcendental subjects cannot be understood simply by argument or logic. Spiritual matters are far above experimental knowledge. If one is interested in the transcendental loving affairs of Krishna, it is only by Krishna's mercy that he can understand them. If one tries to understand these transcendental topics simply by using one's material brain substance, the attempt will be futile. It doesn't matter whether one is a prakriti sahajiya, a mundane opportunist, or a scholar. One's labor to understand these topics by mundane means will ultimately be frustrated. One therefore has to give up all mundane attempts to try to become a pure devotee of Lord Vishnu. When a devotee follows the regulative principles, the truth of these talks will be revealed to him. This is confirmed. When we say follow the regulative principles, the meaning here is broadly, not only the four restrictions, but all the regulative principles of devotional service, the do's and the don'ts. This is confirmed. Atak Shri Krishna Namadina Bhavet Grayam Indriyai Sevan Muke Hijivado Swayameva Spuratya Daha Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12109. One cannot understand the holy name of the Lord, his pastimes, form, qualities, and entourage by blunt material senses. However, when the senses are purified by the constant rendering of service, the spiritual truth of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are revealed. The spiritual truth of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are revealed. As confirmed in the Mundaka Upanishad, Yamevaisha Vinute Tena Labhyas. Only one who is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead can understand the transcendental features of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Agyanata Nidandasya Agyananjana Shivakaya Chakshun Melitam Jinnitasmai Shivulavenimaha Mukam karoti bhachalam pangum langai tegirim shigurum dinat machalam shigurum dinatarnam. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a major feature of the philosophy of Vaishnavism, principally represented in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna cannot be approached by mental speculation, but only by the process of devotional service. So I wanted to speak a little bit about these two phenomena so that we can understand, so that I can understand a little more what's meant by mental speculation. It's said that the jiva, we are jivas, insignificant sparks of spirit, conscious. We're in the material world and we're covered by two principal things. One of them is mental speculation and the other is fruitive activity. Mental speculation is not just something that happens in some remote holy place in India by people who wear a certain type of cloth. Mental speculation is the cause of, is the reason for material existence, for the material existence of an individual is due to mental speculation. The jiva soul first acquires false ego, by which the urge or the intention to lord it over material nature, it becomes a feature because of false ego. He forgets who he is and he wants to lord it over material nature. And then next, the mind and intelligence are manifest. These are ethereal elements. They're made of ether. The thoughts in the mind are ethereal. They're made of, that's what they're made of. They are material, akash. They are akash, one of the eight separated material elements. And then the 10 senses are manifest. And all these, the false ego, the mind and intelligence, and the 10 senses, they all have a subtle form which exists in the ether. That's why when we say yam yam bhapi smaram bhavam, according to your state of mind, when you leave your body, you'll get another form. That state of mind is what they call in the Akashic record. Your state of mind is in the Akash, the subtle form, but it's material. So on the basis of that ethereal body that we have, the gross material body develops. So when we speculate, this is the mechanism which is brought into play. The equipment with which we speculate is material. But the absolute truth is sentient. If the jiva wants to attain his goal, he has to know that the goal is a sentient being, and therefore only contact with that sentient being can advance him towards that goal. Not by any material means can the Lord be persuaded to reveal himself. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyanam namedayana bahush. Doesn't matter how intelligent you are, bahuna shrutena. It doesn't matter how much you study even. Yame vaisha vinute tena labhyas tashaisha atma vivinute tanam swam. The Lord is only going to reveal himself to one whom he chooses. So the jiva, by the process of devotional service, which is spiritual, the jiva has to contact, and there's no, you cannot improve your sadhana by any means other than sadhana. So this, there are many, many verses in the Bhagavatam, in all the scriptures, about this point. Atapi te deva padam bhujadvayam pasadalesha anugrihita prasadalesha anugrihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno vichanyamekopichiram vichinvam. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, prasada leshanu grihita evahi, he can, Bhagavan mahimno, he can easily understand by a drop of the Lord's mercy, prasada lesha, by engaging in devotional service. We get the drop of mercy, and then we can easily understand that something of the greatness of the Lord. Nachanyameko pichiram bichinvan. But if you don't do this, then you can go on speculating with your material mechanism, material mind and intelligence, ad infinitum. Like the Brahma Samhita says the same thing, Pantastu Koti Shatavatsara Sambhagamyo. Millennia upon millennia, you may go on speculating, and it's still, you won't understand, you won't get the whole picture of what Krishna is. And there's another, Lord Brahma is very strong on this point. Many of these verses, nice verses of Lord Brahma. Shreyashritim bhakti mudasyate vibho krishanti ye kevala bodha labdaye te shamaso kreshala eva shishyate nanyad yata stula tusha vagatinam. He says the path of devotional service is all auspicious. And if someone rejects this, udasya, Devi Bo, if he gives up this path, auspicious path of devotional service, to engage in mental speculation, then he's compared to Nanyadyata Stula Tushavagatinam. If you take the empty husk of wheat and you beat it, you know, when you harvest wheat, and then you take the whole plant and you beat it to get the wheat germ, which is the desirable part. When it's gone, if you take the empty husk, which is only good for animal bedding, and you beat it, hoping that you'll get some wheat germ, you're going to sweat quite a bit, and that's about all. So the Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma, gives this example. And rather, we favor the idea of Shraddha Shaddi Bishvas Kare Sruti Janishchai. Krishna Bhakti Sarva Karma Kritahai. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kritahai. Gyane Prayasa Udapasya Namanta Eva. Gyane Prayasa Udapasya. Bhagavatam again recommends, give up the process of trying to understand with your material instruments. And namanta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya varta. And better to use your time to glorify, offer obeisances and glorify the Lord. Because he is chinta. He's conscious. Don't waste time with the Mahabharata. Gives us very clear, nice verse. Achintya kalu jay bhava natang starkena yojaya prakitibhya param yascha tadachintyasya lakshanam. Achintya, that which is achintya, subjects which are achintya, natang starkena yojaya, they cannot be understood. Prakitibhya param, that which is above prakriti, if something is above nature, it cannot be approached by mundane logic. Its characteristic is that it's achintya, it's inconceivable. How are we going to understand something that's inconceivable with limited faculties? It's inconceivable. This is a great point to come to realize that the Absolute is beyond me, inconceivable by me. So what should a person do? Not waste time in speculation, but surrender. It's by surrender that we understand. And the alternative is Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadgana Mano Ratena Asati Dharato Bahi. We're riding, only riding on the chariot of the mind. When we come to the point that we don't want to waste our time riding around on some mundane chariot, trying to explore the elephant like a blind man trying to explore the elephant, and getting only a false picture. But to come to the point of surrender is not easy. Even to come to the point it only happens by grace. One has to be pure. Nivititasha Bhagiyamana Bhavo Sarach Chotramano Biramat. One has to be free from material desire. Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha. Adhyatma Nitya Vinivitta Kama. One has to come to the point of being ready to be free from material desires. We read, Keshava Prabhu read just now, that although desires may be present, the devotee doesn't intend to go ahead with those desires. So this we also have to recognize, that the material nature will go on and we may be confronted with it up to the end. We may experience desire, but the devotee is not in ignorance anymore, and he won't act. He's convinced enough not to ever take up the act on the impulse of attraction between the senses and the sense objects. He experiences it and puts it in its place because he has spiritual intelligence. So the alternative to mental speculation, the whole material world is going on because of mental speculation. We create a world of labels. This is mine, this is yours, I am this, you are that. All labels. Only labels. And labels because of the mind. The alternative to this mental speculation is the order of the Guru. He gives us a way out. He gives us a solid, real alternative. It's by the order of the Guru. This is the tunnel. This is the doorway to reality. One has to take shelter of the order of the Guru. And that's exactly what Arjuna did. He was faced with a bewildering situation. He got the order of the Lord and he completely surrendered to it. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also given his order. Go on door to door at 2 p.m. from the parking lot. Every man, meaning every human in the universe, he gave this order to spread the Sankirtan movement. And we have the opportunity to fully take shelter of his order. I always like to remember Priyavrata Maharaj. Is it Priyavrata? The brother of Uttanapad? Priyavrata, yeah. Really nice story of Priyavrata Maharaj, how he took shelter of the order of his superiors. He's the son of Swayambhuva Manu, who was, you know, there's Lord Brahma. In order to manage the universe, he has however many each day. There are 14 Manus, and it's said in one place, he forces them to manage the universe, populate and manage the universe. One of them is Swayambhuva Manu. He had two sons, Uttanapad and Priyavrata. Priyavrata was the elder. So he should have been doing the ruling after Swayambhu Vimanu, who wanted to retire. But he was sitting on Gandhamadana mountain, meditating on the Lord and being preached to by Narada Muni. And that's pretty hard to resist when Narada Muni comes and preaches to you. So his younger brother Uttanapad, who was the father of Dhruva Maharaj, he was ruling the universe. But Swayambhu Vimana wanted Priyavrata to do this because he was really qualified. So he came and told him, and Priyavrata said, "No, thank you. Sorry." With Narada Muni looking at you, it's pretty hard to refuse. So therefore, the serious situation was serious, and Lord Brahma personally had to come. So Lord Brahma came on his swan carrier, surrounded by the personified Vedas and so many sages, and he alighted on Gandhamadana mountain, where Swayambhu Vimanu, Narada Muni, and Priyavrata Maharaj were sitting with their dilemma. And Lord Brahma preached to him that because to rule, you have to be married. So this is a big, you know, he had to reverse his direction, apparently. So Lord Brahma preached to him. And he had to solve the dilemma. He solved the dilemma by just taking shelter of the order of the Lord. He married Bahusmati, and he had 10 sons, and he ruled the universe only on the order of the Lord. So he kept the essence which he'd received by meditating and from the instructions of Narada Muni. He retained the essence, although engaged in so many activities. Iha jasya haleadasya karmanamana sagira nikilashvapivashtasu jivanmuktasu uchite. And he gave us the example that by devotional service one can remain even within this material world and still be untouched by the three modes of material nature. This is the transcendental power of the process of devotional service. So the idea is total surrender. We become sold out. I have... He who has accepted as everything the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu can attain this transcendental treasure. So we prostrate ourselves at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the spiritual masters who represent him and fully surrender and engage wholeheartedly, whatever our position in life, in the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This way we are protected from the nasty age of Kali. The Brihadaranyaka Purana confirms that this three times it says, nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva. Very nasty. So we wholeheartedly take shelter of the holy name and the order of the Lord. And this way our lives may be successful. So anyway, this is the theory. If anyone knows how this actually works in practice, you can meet me in the lobby afterwards, please. And if there's any discussion at this point, Ishta Gosti.
Hare Krishna. There's one letter that I don't know the reference, but I've seen it before, maybe you're aware of it, where Prabhupada differentiates between mental speculation and philosophical speculation. And he says in this regard that philosophical speculation is favorable to devotional service.
Yeah.
And my recollection is that if we're kind of straining our brain to understand Krishna or aspect of the philosophy, but we do it on the basis of guru, sadhu, and shastra, then it's a favorable aspect. And that realization comes from that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you could comment on that point.
Yeah, nice point. Yeah, philosophical speculation, as Prabhupada defines it, is completely different from mental speculation. Philosophical speculation is part of the process of the spiritual process of devotional service. And when we're engaged in philosophical speculation, which means, as you've pointed out, first accepting the framework of of information which we receive by Guru Parampara with faith. It is true. We have heard it, and it is true because it's coming from the bona fide chain linked to Krishna. It is true. Philosophical speculation comes in when we, with our intelligence, we attempt to understand how it is true and to explain and to be able to explain it to others. Mental speculation, as we pointed out, is done with material mechanism. It's not done with spiritual mechanism. That preliminary seed of faith has not been developed. Speculation means we haven't yet accepted the truth by parampara. And from my position, I'm trying to understand what that truth is, like a blind man exploring an elephant. So philosophical speculation is, of course, always done with reference to Shastra. We present our points backed by Shastra. So it's not that if one is a philosopher, you know, he doesn't have a place in Krishna consciousness. And absolutely, the Vaishnavas are the greatest philosophers. You don't have to be, you know, dumb, and you don't have to be dull and a dummy to just accept the truth and not think about it. You're allowed to philosophically speculate. Anything else? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.